This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
We didn't play well today. You know, the score was the score, but, we walked the lead off that guy. We didn't cover first. We dropped a fly ball on the left. We got thrown out of third. We made the play at the end. So, the score will say that it was a good baseball game, but we didn't play well today.
That was Alex Cora yesterday. Again. I don't know where these song selections are coming from for Nick today.
Nick's spinning the hits.
Really playing the hits today. Alex Cora not happy with the way the team played yesterday. He had been happy prior to that.
Yeah, no, they've been doing great.
They've lost 5 in a row. They're 4 games under .500. For more on this, Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. He joins us every Thursday at 11:30. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depends on at McFarlandEnergy.com.
Oh, my. If there was ever a time to yell McFarland, it is now.
Yes.
I mean, let's go. I am ready to go. I'm ready to rant. Let's go.
There's a lot to rant about. Where do you want to start? Rant
play,
away.
Hey, Boston Red Sox. Just play the great game of baseball, all right? Just stop overthinking things. Just play the great game of baseball. Hey, Boston Red Sox front office. Just put the best team on the field. I mean, just put your best foot forward. That's what this is all about. You know, I wrote about this today. I looked back and the Mets, this was the jumping off point for the Mets. People didn't realize or forget they were 11 games under 500 right now. 11 games under 500. They're like 19 games back. And then they have a team meeting. They had some hard conversations. They make some tough decisions. And next thing you know, they had the best record in baseball and landed in the National League Championship Series. It's about making tough decisions. It's about getting uncomfortable. It's about not saying, well, we think this is happening back 2 months ago. We think this is happening a month ago. It is about looking at what you have and making tough decisions. And we can go through this. We can go through Devers. The answer that Craig Breslow gave about the crochet 85 pitch thing, I had said that initially. I had said that right out of the gate. Cora was getting ripped for this. I said, just listen to Cora before the game. He said, people smarter than me make these decisions about how long these guys go. He was setting this up already. And that isn't good. That isn't good. Craig can talk about how this is a collaborative thing, but I come back to Joe Maddon. When Joe Maddon got fired, He said, one of the problems with managing now is that you, when the game starts, you have seven voices in your head. And that's sort of how it feels right now. I mean, I'm all over the place.
No.
But
so who's safer, Craig Breslow or Alex Cora? Who do you think John Henry would side with?
I think it's even right now. I think everyone talks about Cora.
But if he's going to side with the, one.
Oh, if Henry?
Yeah.
No. I think it's honestly, I'm not copping out. I think this is a reality. I think it's too early for Breslow, the guy that they hired. They know the narrative of, you know, 4 years and out. They don't want to do this all over again. They probably like a lot of what he did. And by the way, Craig Breslow had a great offseason, like a great offseason, the guys they brought in. And this, we know that how much they really, really like Alex Cora. We could talk about Alex Cora's year, but how much they value and like Alex Cora, no matter what the record is, no matter what the actions are this year, whatever it is. So that's your answer to your question.
I just don't understand how you can like a manager so much when you take away so much of his responsibilities or what the responsibilities used to be in the past. I know all teams use a lot of stats and advanced metrics and everything else. But if you're not going to let the manager kind of manage on feel or like each day is a little bit different, I don't know why you pay him all that money to begin with.
I think it's a problem throughout baseball. And I think Cora's, you know, when we look at Cora and we've talked about Cora's season so far, whenever a manager is having a bad year, a lot of times, who's had a good year in the past, and we think he's a good manager, a lot of times it's not having a feel for exactly what you have, and come back to it. When you have a lot of voices in your head, when you have a lot of stuff going on, I look at some of the decisions in the last two games, for instance, and you have the pinch hitting pinch running for Narvaez, right? And then it comes back to Connor Wong.
They pitch around Devers to pitch to Wong.
Right.
Yep.
So it's, you're just a little off. I get what you're doing. You're just a little off. Yesterday, you pinch hit for Marcelo Meyer with Christian Kimball, who is the worst hitter in baseball in the month of May. I mean, that is no.
What about Trevor Story?
No, worse than Trevor Story. Worse.
He's got competition.
Worse OPS. Wow. In the month of May.
Wow.
And so
impressive.
You pinch hit, and that comes back to, I don't know if Cora has a good grasp of like what Marcelo Meyer is yet, and in large part because all these moving parts, all these different things, you just have to lock in on what you feel confident in. And I said this today, like, okay, this is how I view it. I have seen enough where I know that Christian Gamble, I don't know what you're doing, moving him around all over the place. Send him down to the minors. Have him learn first base, get his confidence back. He looks like a completely different guy than he did in April. There. Moves to Don Rafaela into the infield. I know that he's one of the best defensive outfielders in baseball. I don't care. What is best for this team is him playing the infield and Roman Anthony playing the outfield. Also, this is an enormous part of this, perception-wise, Rafael Devers, even if it's just giving him a glove, going out to first base, taking a couple grounders, the perception of it is so powerful right now. Instead of after the game, I'm watching the Nesson feed, and he's just sitting in the dugout, staring straight ahead, clearly upset they lost. But all I'm thinking is, well, if you're that upset that you lost,
right,
then aren't you doing everything possible to change that narrative?
Correct. Did they play David Hamilton? He'd never played third base before. They played David Hamilton at third.
Everybody plays 100 positions. This guy won't
get off his ass and play third base. Twitch chat, by the way, loving Matt Bradfo. Just
Matt
FYI.
Brad.
Matt Brad
yeah.
is okay. what they're loving. But on Devers, why on I still can't wrap my head around that Cora answer yesterday from pregame. The door is shut on third base, but they're going to have future conversations about first? Like, what? How did you read into that answer from Cora? I thought the door was slammed shut at first.
So I've heard a lot of what you're saying, and I don't disagree. I mean, listen, the guy, you go back to the no press conference, and you wanted to play. Okay, here's your chance to play. All right. The third base thing, I think, is they just say, and I don't necessarily disagree with this, Marcelo Meyer, till Alex Bregman comes back, you're a third baseman. You're a third baseman. He's going to be better than Devers. It's fine. But still, if Rafael Devers ever wants to play in the field again, it is going to be at first base. And so that's where, like, you have to say, hey, here's your chance, Rafi. If you want to play at all, and maybe he can't play there. Maybe he won't be any good. But the reality is that right now, as we sit here, I'll come back to the Mets thing. They have this team meeting. on May 29th after being beat 10-3 by the Dodgers, after falling game 11 games under 500. They have a team meeting and have hard conversations, make tough decisions. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, this isn't easy to backtrack Rafael Devers, but still, what is the best for the team? If you don't want to be in the dugout staring straight ahead, wondering what's going on, then you, if nothing else, just take a couple grounders at first before the game. See if it hits. Because even if you don't play first base, it sends the message that you so valuable need right now.
Well, Craig Breslow said a lot of big words this morning, but what is the real reason Roman Anthony's not up yet?
Oh, I actually believe that they think that they're slow playing this, but it makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, because we talked about this before when it said about, well, we don't want to make it seem like he is have to be the guy. Well, Marcelo Meyer was just called up. Right. Marcelo Meyer is.
But also 2 weeks ago, there wasn't as much of a like sense of urgency, like the season slipping away. They weren't great. They were like two games over 500, but we all wanted Roman Anthony up 2 weeks ago and they weren't bringing him up, and it wasn't like a savior scenario.
But
then,
even then, you can say, "Oh, well, you have Bregman, you have this offense, it's okay, and everything else." But and I agree with you.
Okay.
But right now, it's not. There's no room for interpretation.
No,
I mean, there's zero room for interpretation in terms of what you need for the what's best for the baseball team. Are you going to be as good defensively in the outfield? No. But you need to find answers offensively. Roman Anthony is an answer offensively. Roman Anthony is a guy that you can put in the middle of the order, much like they just had Marcelo Meyer hitting cleanup, by the way. Mm-hmm. And the good thing I like about both those guys is that they're and you guys know Marcelo Meyer.
Well, we're better friends with Marcelo Meyer.
Sorry, but I've said this before. They're just the right amount of cocky, right? Mm-hmm. They're not gonna. When Tristan Casas says his thing about all these guys being wanted sent down, they didn't like say, "Oh, Tristan, you're so right." No, like they're like, "What are you talking about? I'm gonna make the team," you know. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think there's an element of, "Oh, we're gonna be blown away if we get to the major leagues." So to answer your question, like I do think that they're like, "Oh, we gotta check off this box, that box, this box," but it comes back to this: what is best for the team? And last thing in that respect. Mm-hmm. The Garrett Crochet thing. Yeesh. Like Garrett Crochet, I said this at the outset. Like I said that, you know, that this was everyone's railing on Cora. I said, you know, this is the thing. But Crochet is an example of you don't just take what's in a vacuum. You don't just take this because everybody knew at that time you had one reliever who hadn't pitched. You had one reliever available. So you have baseball scientists. You have to factor all that in. Much like this with Roman Anthony. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't know how to slide quite the way that you want. Maybe he isn't the greatest left fielder. But for what your team needs at the most important time, you have to call this guy up because that skill set. And by the way, the Crochet thing, and what we should also factor in, at that point in time, they needed to keep the momentum going. They needed that.
100%.
They needed win because you know what's happened? You know what happened since?
They lost. They don't win.
Yeah.
They lost
like every game.
They won that series. They won 2 out of 3 in that series. It felt like a loss. Best case scenario, it's the off day. Even a minor move. Are we getting anything today? Are we getting any moves today?
Yeah, I tuned in to 215, right? With Alex Cora. I mean, it certainly didn't feel like when Craig Breslow was talking this morning.
I agree.
It was going to be anything.
I didn't get the sense. Maybe he was being real cagey.
Yeah.
I didn't get the sense anything was happening. I mean, we've already said.
Other than bringing the infield in with 2 outs.
We've already said, the box. If the team doesn't want to do it, we're going to put it on ourselves to go to Worcester and go get the guy. We're going to drive him to Roman Anthony if the Red Sox won't do it.
You have to drive somebody.
I won't lose my keys. Have my keys on me. We'll go get Roman Anthony.
They're not in Pawtucket anymore. We don't have to cross state lines.
No.
It's all within the state.
As a, what is he, 22? I think as a 22-year-old, I probably lost my keys, but probably not for 3 weeks.
No, that seems like a long time to not have the keys.
Somebody texted us. I think the ghost probably did it. I think it's probably what was going on.
Yeah. Well,
Bradfoe, I like
fiery Bradfoe.
I like this side of you.
Well deserved.
Not to say that I don't always enjoy our chats, but I like this side of you.
Fork of the road. What's today? Thursday.
Yes.
Rubber meets the road Thursday.
That's right.
I like Madfoe joining us here on Thursdays on Jones.
Let me write that down.
All right. Another marketing.
Baseball certainly isn't boring.
Check out the Baseball Isn't Boring Scoring Podcast on the Odyssey app and check them out all over WEEI. It's Jones and Kiefer, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946, rather. Now, I know, Keefe, the clubhouse is on Netflix.
We're
two of the only people who have watched it.
We're like the only ones.
There's a lot of actual good sports documentaries.
There's a bunch of sports docs
on Netflix.
I ripped a bunch of them.
Keith has watched them. He has reviews. Stay tuned.
Is hunting Bin Laden a sport? No.
Ooh.
It should be.
We have there's a Brett Favre one.
Yep.
Gilbert Arenas.
Yep.
Liver King.
I saw all of those.
All right. Well, we got Keith's review. Okay. Maybe Bradfoe's review as well.
Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
How about this? This is a suggestion from the text line.
Yeah.
Any System of a Down is a good time for me.
There's a specific theme today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yep. This is off of, I believe, Mesmerize.
Nice.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Hypnotize, which came out around the same time.
Or Steal This Album.
Also, yeah, that even predates these two.
Yeah.
All very good. But sports documentaries, Jones, I ripped a bunch of them on Netflix. They had the Untold series, which is kind of like JV 30 for 30. It's good topics, but not necessarily what you would call a great documentary.
So I watched the Johnny Football one, which wasn't great. What's an example of a good one that they've done?
I thought the Malice in the Palace one was pretty good.
Okay. I think I saw that.
And so that was one where they sat down and talked to a bunch. That might have been the first one they did, actually.
Was the Manti Te'o one of these? It was, right?
Manti Te'o was,
where
well.
They did like the two-part investigation with the cousin and everything. That was this?
So, yeah, that was one. Okay. The Rise and Fall of And One was actually very entertaining. Who didn't love And One?
If I was old enough to buy stock at the time, I would have bought a lot of stock
Hot
in And One.
Sauce, yeah. The Professor. Hey, yo.
Cadillac.
Hey, yo.
Oh, Cadillac. Oh, yeah. He was a big guy.
He could set a double screen.
Yeah, he could
by
play.
Himself.
Cadillac could play.
Yeah, there were Cadillac could play.
Yeah.
They had a lot of guys. And I love the one guy on there that was like, I think his name was 50, because he said he could jump 50 inches and score 50 on you.
Nice.
And he was convinced he was the best player in any gym. And the guy, he was like, so you're telling me if you walk into a gym with Tim Duncan, you're the best player in the gym? He's like, that's right.
Like, they're like, how come you're not in the league then?
Okay, man. Yeah.
He was very confident. Yeah, Johnny Football was one. They did the Swamp Kings. Remember the Florida Gators?
Yeah, I didn't see. I heard that one was bad, but it wasn't great.
That's the problem.
That's my kind of content.
Legitimately the best team probably to do a documentary of. And Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow were both a part of it. And so I think they make Urban Meyer look better than he probably should be because he agreed to do it. So that's sort of the issue with these two because it's like
you have good access.
Who are you talking to? Who are you not talking to? So, for example, there are three out right now that came out in 2025. I don't know if they have plans for more. One was called Shooting Guards, which was a play on words because it was about the Gilbert Arenas, Javaris Crittenden situation.
What a story.
Ironically, I believe both point guards, but they called him the doc is called Shooting Guards. Hmm. The Liver King. You seen this guy on the internet?
Well, I was going to say, for a while, I would just like get videos of him on, I guess, my For You. Which who knows what else I've been scrolling.
I would get
bombarded with these Liver King videos. Yeah, on my social media.
Yeah, I usually get like bum fights or like boobs, and then you're watching Liver King videos.
I'm just getting jack dudes. Is what I'm getting.
Just no shirt, ripped to smithereens, eating raw liver. You're like, that's what I want on my feed.
I don't know. I mean, look.
So I watched.
I don't know how it got there, but it was there.
And then the other one was Brett Favre. And so real quick, the Liver King one. I was convinced he was dead. So the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be like a sad.
If you told me that guy was AI, I would have even
fake. Yes. So he's a real guy.
Okay.
And he is like just ripped to the, like he is just, he looks like a late 90s baseball player, like a late 90s
or even
cleanup
like
hitter.
Like a wrestler.
He does look a lot like a wrestler.
Yeah.
He's got the gimmick. He's the Liver King.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. It turns out he didn't get that big just on liver.
Oh, come on.
No.
There was more to it?
Because this was his thing. He had like these things that he would preach. Like he had like seven things or whatever. And they're like, it was like, you know, drink a lot of water, you know, say your prayers, eat your vitamins. It was like one of these guys where it's I naturally got this big. It's healthy to like kill a bull and then eat it raw. Like you're like, really? And his wife's in this thing. He has two kids that are both like skinny, but they just eat like raw meat. It's bizarre. But then, like, he got really popular, like, overnight. So then people started sniffing around on Liver King.
Yeah.
Turns out, also using a little bit of the HGH.
Come on.
He's not natural.
Come on.
So it burst a lot of dreams, sadly. But Liver King doing it perhaps not the cleanest way. The Brett Favre one, obviously Brett Favre's not in it. And so this is Jen Sturger. I think we all remember, you and I are the same age. Jen Sturger's our age.
Oh, yeah.
She was like the most, it's hard to explain to somebody.
She used to ring out on the internet. That name, correct. That name rang out, yeah.
And now it's such a different world, but if you go back to 2005, it's like early, early Facebook. There is no Instagram. There is no Twitter. This girl and like, it's funny, Lana, I don't know what her real name, what the hell's her name? CJ Perry, I think her name is. She's like in wrestling. Was like one of the other girls.
She was Jen Sturger's pal at FSU.
Yes. So the Florida State like cowgirls or whatever they called them. It was like the biggest thing in the world. Then they went in like Maxim and Playboy and she got a job. But anyway, she got a job at the Jets. She's the girl that famously got the unit picture from Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And then so that's the whole thing. I thought that one was interesting enough. Obviously it's one side, but Brett Favre is a terrible guy. There's that good line from a Green Bay Packers beat writer where he said his editor went to him and was like, listen, Brett Favre's wife has cancer. Remember when she was going through like breast cancer? And they're like, we'd really like you to write a Favre the family man story. And the guy goes, I don't write fiction. So I was like, yeah, I guess like always like, people around him weren't surprised by any of the stuff that happened with the Jets.
And
it's one of those.
It's really only gotten worse for him in his personal life. Yeah.
But the one that I found the most interesting, and they talked to both Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, was that one. And how that whole story, just like how it got to that point, like how they were playing cards. Then the next thing you know, there's like
what
guns in the locker room.
What were they playing? Was it Bure?
They're
playing for big money.
But it was honestly,
and Crittenden didn't pay. Is that the deal?
So I guess the story really got kind of twisted and like the facts got out wrong. And I think it was more like Gilbert Arenas was yelling at Crittenden because Crittenden didn't like the way one person was playing. And then Arenas sort of like stepped in and then got mad at Crittenden. And then Crittenden wanted somebody else to pay somebody. It was like a whole convoluted thing. And then it got oversimplified in the media. But long story short, both guys did bring guns to the locker room, but Crittenden's like a legit gang member. And then this,
really?
Yeah. And then he ended up, after he left the league, and this is known, it's not like a spoiler, but like after he left the league, he killed someone, like went to prison.
It's a
wild story.
So I don't remember any of this. This is all covered in the documentary.
It's all in the documentary, and they talked to both Gilbert and Crittenden. And this is how I looked at it. It's like Gilbert Arenas, you know, everybody's been on teams, I assume, or whatever. Gilbert Arenas is just like the jokester. Like he's the practical joker, and then not everybody can joke around, right? Yeah. And so like I think he kind of like pushes people's buttons.
You don't need to joke around with the legit gang member.
Right.
And then I think in the future kill somebody.
Right. Yeah. And then I think Crittenden's just like, this guy's doing this and like whatever else. And then like they threatened each other. And then Gilbert Arenas, huge gun guy, which I didn't know. Like he has like hundreds, thousands of guns. And then this is the other part of it. This is a minor spoiler, I guess. So he claims the reason why he got such a lengthy suspension wasn't because the guns were in the locker room, which obviously is bad enough, but because every time they would go to Arizona, he would get a bunch of guns, put them on the team flight, and bring them back to D.C. So he transported guns on the team plane.
They were trafficking guns on the team plane.
Yes. So he's like, that's what it was. And so Gilbert...
Somewhere Jack Jones is like, what's the big deal?
He's like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
But like, because those flights aren't checked by anybody.
No.
And so that's what he was doing. And he was like
going to Arizona, buying guns.
Like a ton of guns.
For his own personal use?
He collects guns.
Okay.
He has an incredible collection of guns.
Maybe trafficking wasn't the right term, but he was transferring them across state lines for sure.
Yeah, so this was that was the best one of the three. I also was a huge fan of his as a player. I loved Gilbert Arenas. Those Wizards teams were fun as hell, man.
He was good.
He was really, really good. And so they do a good job talking to him. They talk to some of the teammates. You know who comes across pretty good is Nick Young. They talk to Swaggy P.
Really?
They have an old clip. Because Nick Young, not a snitch.
No.
And so they even talked to him.
D'Angelo Russell.
Snitched on Nick Young.
Yeah.
But they have a great shot with Nick Young, like right when I think Peter Vesey was the one that broke the story. And he's in it too.
Yeah.
And they asked Nick Young about like, are there guns in the locker room? He's like, no. Like, he's just like, no. Like, dude, there were for sure guns in the locker room, but he's like, he wasn't gonna spill the beans.
Well, good for him.
So, yeah, it was that was a good one. Andre Blotch is in it. Remember him?
Yeah.
Out of high school.
Good player.
That Wizards team was an odds.
Good player is an exaggeration.
No, he was a player.
Yeah, he'd get you some points.
Anyway, check that one out. Shooting guards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shooting guards, the Liver King, and what's the Brett Favre one again? The Fall of Favre.
Yeah, because then it also gets Jen Sturger and the Mississippi welfare fund scandal. Like, yeah. It's both those things.
So you're giving which one you recommend shooting guards?
I would go shooting guards 100% watch. Probably could skip the Favre one, to be honest. And then Liver King?
Got to be in the right mood.
Yeah, maybe the right mood for Liver King. Perfect for you and your algorithm, but for everybody else.
I feel I've already seen everything I need to see.
That's probably
is
true.
Is what I feel like.
That is probably true.
Okay. Well, good review there by Rich Keefe. Mm-hmm. All of those up on Netflix, the Untold series. 617-779-7937. It remains untold if the Red Sox are going to make any moves today. Alex Cora joins WEEI Afternoons because he bailed on Tuesday. He's going to be on today instead, so you'll catch that on WEEI Afternoons. He may want to put on the earmuffs. We're going on the clock.
Oh, boy.
Fixing the Red Sox in just 60 seconds. We will do that with all your thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.